I gave up coffee. I've lasted an hour and 49 minutes.
Why did you give it?
I'm onto it now. I started today, but I've given up.
Why would you even want to give up coffee? Coffee is, like, wonderful.
The first sip of coffee.
It's the thing that I look forward to. Like, when I'm driving to work, all I could think about is that first cup of coffee that I'm going to have when I get to the studio.
Wow, that was good. I mean, I woke up, I thought to myself, I am going to give up coffee today. I am coffee-less Chris. And, I've been up for, in 2 hours, 5 minutes I've been up for.
That's all it lasted.
Yeah, I'm on it now.
Crazy Russian boss has given up coffee.
Our boss did give up. Yeah, didn't you know that?
Stop it.
Oh, you didn't know? You're new. You're not new. You're new back.
I would like to know, have you given up coffee before?
You feel better about it? Because I don't think you do.
You know what, though? While I was on vacation, didn't have coffee.
Really? I want to, call us if you've given up coffee or you've tried to give up coffee. 0-4-4-2-3-1-thousand. I want to try, but I don't think.
Why? What? Go on, give us a reason why you want to do it.
You know what?
It's an addiction. I don't like having addictions to anything.
100%. And what? I didn't have coffee. Maybe I had a cup of coffee once in a while, but I.
Well, you didn't drink coffee on your holiday.
No, like in the mornings, I feel like I didn't need it because I had the full night's rest. So when I woke up in the morning, I had like water or I had like fruit and I had my breakfast and I didn't need any coffee.
See, for me, coffee, especially being on holidays, Australia has really good coffee.
Yeah.
It was more of a like, wake up. I'm going to go to this little cafe. There was a little cafe around the corner. It's called Espresso Brothers.
Yeah.
And their coffee was ridiculous. And it became a routine where I just wanted to wake up, go for a little walk. It was like a 5-minute walk. And there they were. They knew my coffee.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Hey, Chris. Little piccolo.
Like, you enjoyed it.
I can just imagine it. Or it was the guy with the nose again. Here he is. He's calling.
No, I get that. Because
those boys had the same size nose as me.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, Lebanese boys. It's fine.
Like, every day here, I have to have coffee, but I felt like while I was on vacation, I didn't mind having coffee once in a while if it was, like, a nice little cafe or whatever, but I didn't need it.
You didn't need it. You feel like you didn't. Okay. Is it Yaya?
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. You've given up coffee.
I did, yeah, before 2 years.
For 2 years?
Like 2 years ago, right?
I used to drink like 5 cups of coffee a day, but then I gave it up.
Why? Why'd you give it up?
Once in Ramadan, like I came to the office,
yeah,
the first day in Ramadan, and everyone was swinging, like they couldn't open their eyes. I'm like, no, this doesn't work with me. So I'll try to give it up coffee, and then I did. And then afterwards, after I give it up coffee, so whenever I have like a deadline or anything, whenever I take coffee, then it gives you the real effect. But before, like, you take five cups of coffee, like you get used to it. You don't have that effect, you know?
See, no one's provided any really good information why you should give up coffee, though.
Well, I'll tell you what it does, I think, and I'm no doctor, but I think it takes you up and then brings you down pretty quick.
I agree with
that. So sometimes you got to keep having that coffee. If you've given up coffee, 0-4-4-2-3-1-thousand, have you given it up? Have you failed trying to give it up? Sally, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Have you had coffee?
Yeah.
I need my coffee now.
Yeah.
Have you given it up?
No, I'm trying, but I cannot. It's not even possible. Like, you have to wake up, you have to have your coffee. You have to work, you have to get your coffee. You have to study, you have to get your coffee. You cannot get enough coffee. It's
hard.
Moving.
I agree. It's so difficult. And for us, what we do, yeah. I mean, listen, if you're up right now listening to the show, it means you get up pretty early because, you know, a lot of people get up around 7:30 and then they get their day.
5:30.
So you're up at 5:30. You're up, you know, we're up earlier, but that's a very early time to get up.
Yeah.
And you need, you know, they say have an apple. And an apple has as much energy as a car. I'm like, no, it doesn't. Don't give me that.
No.
You know?
Because it's not just the coffee, right, Sally? It's like the experience of the coffee, aroma, sitting down your mug.
100%.
And, you know?
I mean, hold on. Amal, you've actually, it's worked for you. You've given up coffee, Amal.
Oh, yeah, I have.
How did you do it? Come on, tell us coffee drinkers. Hold on, let me just take a sip.
Yeah, no, as Chris takes a sip, Amal.
So tell me, how'd you do it?
Well, in fact, I have stopped caffeine.
Oh.
Like, not just coffee itself, caffeine, the entire thing.
So
it disrupts sleep, you know, your sleep patterns, and it's just bad for your health. And if you're gymming, it's really bad.
What do you mean at the gym? I have a shot of black coffee before I go to the gym to give me that pow.
Mm.
Don't Rossi like you do go to the gym.
Before I play football, I have one.
No, but honestly, like, did you hit a slump?
Kinda, but then I'm sure that it makes your cycle just it disrupts it. I'm like 100% sure, and that's like one of the reasons I stopped it. They say it promotes anxiety.
Yeah, I can pick that. I can totally see that. Because if you have too many and you get jittery and you're anxious and your heart's going 100%. Well, good on you. I mean, listen, a lot of calls are coming up. A lot of calls now. Let me just take one more from Ali. Ali, you've been coffee free for 11 months.
11 months, yeah.
Well done, man. Well done. Congratulations.
Yeah, one of the reasons was that I had an operation last year for my knee.
Yeah.
And I started going to the gym in the morning, so I cut down on sugar. So no Coke, no Pepsi, no sodas at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and the problem with me is if I need to have coffee, I need to have it with sugar.
Sure. Well, I'm drinking a black one right now, completely black. It's not as good as I wanted it to taste, but I've just told I'm not going to give up coffee, guys. I still want to drink it. I'm sorry.
Coffee stays.
You know, it stays. I think it stays until we give up this job one day.
And then we won't need,
you know,
it.
Unless they come up with something else that makes you up. That's
we do
coffee.
A swap with Brent Black. Imagine that, how easy life would be.
Oh,
then.
My gosh. Waking up at Brent's life.
I know.
Well, to the coffee drinkers across the UAE, cheers to you this morning.
Yes.
Cheers.